News. I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday, at least 6 people have been killed and more than 20 hurt as a monster tornado tears across Tennessee. Homes and businesses destroyed, the wind so powerful, cars and trucks tossed, power lines down, damage reported in Madison, Hendersonville, Rutherford, Clarksville, and Nashville. In other news, an Ivy League school loses a controversial leader, the president of the University of Pennsylvania, Liz McGill, resigning after a huge backlash. Donors, alumni, and students have been pressuring her to step down after her abysmal performance on Capitol Hill, where she was unable to answer to her inaction about anti-Semitism on campus, her comments sparking public outrage. 2 other university presidents at Harvard and MIT also facing calls to leave their posts as Jewish students come forward with their concerns about the rise of anti-Semitism on their campuses. McGill will remain a tenured faculty member at UPenn's Law School. McGill, by the way, was unable to answer pointed questions from Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who writes on X, "This is only the very beginning of addressing the pervasive rot of anti-Semitism that has destroyed the most prestigious higher education institutions in America." To the 2024 race for the White House, a new poll from the Wall Street Journal finds former President Trump beating President Biden 47% to 43% if the election were held today. Biden busy campaigning in California, the state where his son Hunter is facing 9 new tax charges, including 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. The feds say Hunter made $7 million, the majority of the money from Burisma, and didn't pay taxes on it. In the Middle East, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, intensifies attacks on Hamas in Gaza, more than 100 hostages still being held since the terrorist attack on October 7th. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
More now on the war in the Middle East as the Israeli military steps up attacks on Hamas in response to the slaughter of 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and area kibbutzes back on October 7th. We turn now to USA's Skip Kelly.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate in the Gaza Strip, prompting the U.S. to emphasize the importance of prioritizing civilian protection by Israel. In an effort to address humanitarian concerns, a major crossing from Israel to Gaza is slated to reopen, facilitating the transportation of essential supplies such as water, food, and medicine via trucks. The current death toll from the war has surpassed 18,000, with 140 individuals still held hostage in Gaza. I'm Skip Kelly.
To tip or not to tip as you shop for Christmas gifts, here's USA's John Schaefer on the story.
With Christmas festivities underway, shoppers are encountering a new trend this year. An increasing number of businesses are employing credit card machines that prompt customers to tip for what often amounts to a straightforward transaction.
That tipping app should not be a pressure app when you are paying over the counter, because these are hourly workers.
Diane Gottsman from the Protocol School of Texas advises against feeling obligated to tip at a retail location, even if the service is excellent, as it's considered part of the job. However, she emphasizes that tipping is appropriate at restaurants where servers heavily rely on tips as a significant portion of their salary. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.